going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm a proud Southern California native who can confidently state that there's no better place to live than Los Angeles. For instance, there's our clean air.
Every other year has been Los Angeles ranked as the smoggiest city in America.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, then there's the affordability. LA is a great place to buy a home and put down roots.
I'm not saying anything new when I say that the LA housing market is really tough.
Oh, right. All right. Well, look, at least our city government and budget are in good, stable standing.
Our deficit from my account in our budget was $880 million. I can't say it absolutely won't get worse.
Ah, right. Okay. You know what? Let's agree to disagree. And in the meantime, welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your optimist with a sunny disposition host, Jonathan Service. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on today's Local, we all know full well we shouldn't be doing it, but come on, who amongst us has not looked at their cell phone a few dozen times while driving? Turns out the old renting versus buying debate in Los Angeles isn't much of a debate at all. In spite of progress, our air quality is still pretty lousy. And what in the actual frick is Kanye West trying to do with his swastika-wearing black choir? More on that at the end of the show. Let's start with Mayor Karen Bass up in Sacramento today. And there's really no tactful way to put this, but she's there to beg the state legislature for money. Staring down a budget deficit that could hit $1 billion, the mayor doesn't really have much of a choice at this point. Our man in City Hall, Craig Figner, followed Mayor Bass up to the state capitol and has this report.
It's a high-stakes trip to Sacramento for Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. The state of California, it's facing its own budget crisis. April 15th's tax revenue far below what the state had projected. So that results in a what they call May revise, which will result in money that had been slated for Los Angeles very likely being cut. She's trying to minimize those cuts. She did propose a budget after her State of the City on Monday, a budget that called for 1,600 civilian layoffs, a number that could change depending on what happens here in Sacramento.
When you look at the May revise, if the number is just substantially less than the amount of money you have built into the budget you proposed, what happens?
Well, then we would have to go forward with devastating cuts and possible layoffs. So that is the purpose of what we're here, is to prevent that. Of course, when I presented the budget on Monday, that was the deadline according to the charter. So I had to present a budget with revenues as they were at that point in time.
When you talked about in State of the City layoffs, is that a number that could shift either up or down?
Oh, yes, absolutely, it could shift.
After today's meetings, it may take some time, maybe a couple weeks, before the mayor will know if her meetings have resulted in a financial gain for Los Angeles.
Pay attention to what Mayor Bass said at the end of that report. If the economy continues to struggle and tax revenues coming into the city go into the tank, this whole conversation can quickly become pretty grim. So stay tuned. All right, this story is from the We All Know It's Bad For Us, But We Keep Doing It file. Driving while distracted, with our cell phones being the chief source of those distractions. KNX News reporter John Baird looked at a new study showing California drivers are among the most distracted in the country.
The list is a long one. Texting and eating, watching videos, making videos, eating barbecued ribs, putting on makeup, changing clothes. The study by Life360 found that people are pretty busy doing other things while they're supposed to be driving. I spoke to people in Larchmont who said it's kind of an everyday thing now. Pretty bad.
Very bad. You take your life in your hands when you drive around here.
I've got both my hands on the steering wheel, and I looked to my left, and just this morning, there's a lady who's, like, you know, on her phone, like, right in front, driving a Tesla. So behind there, obviously, there's a Tesla screen.
74% of those surveyed said the most embarrassing distraction of all is filming videos or creating social media content while driving. The study also found that 1 in 5 drivers say stress from work or school or an argument with a partner or friend can also mess with their focus behind the wheel.
By the way, what is it with social media content creators filming stuff in the car? Always sitting behind the driver's seat in the car. 86% of drivers in that survey admit to being distracted by technology, and 27% are doing things like changing clothes, shaving, putting on makeup, painting their nails. All right, let's get in a quick break here to take care of some business. When we return, I bring you a couple of studies from the Institute of the Obvious. LA's air is bad, and the housing market is aggressively unaffordable. All right, it's the LA Local. Be right back. Thanks for sticking with us on the LA Local for Wednesday. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. This has been a long-running debate among Angelenos in a city that's becoming notorious for high costs of living. Is it cheaper to rent or to buy? According to a new bank rate study, the LA area has one of the biggest gaps in the country between the cost of owning a home versus renting one. KNX News producer Donald Morrison talked with analyst Alex Gailey to flush out some ugly numbers.
When we looked at LA, we were interested in understanding what was the gap between monthly rent and a monthly mortgage payment. And what we found is that LA has the 6th widest gap between renting and buying costs out of the 50 largest metros. So in LA, average rent stands at about $3,000 per month, and an average mortgage payment in LA stands at about $5,700. And so that is about an 89% gap between average rent and average mortgage payment. And so that's really a reflection of broader market conditions in LA. So generally across the country and in LA, we've seen rents have generally stabilized. And so we're not seeing these big rent price increases that we were maybe seeing a few years ago anymore. And at the same time, housing affordability hasn't really improved across the country or in LA. And so home prices are still exorbitantly high in LA, and a lot of people who live in LA are still being priced out of homeownership because they can't afford that down payment. And then let alone once they put the down payment down, those monthly mortgage payments are still relatively high, even if you're putting 20% down.
And that mortgage payment, that includes property tax and insurance?
In our study, we made sure to include average property taxes and average homeowners insurance in that mortgage payment calculation. And so that is accounting for those two things, which is a big part of owning a home. I think those costs tend to be overlooked or not thought about when people are thinking about entering homeownership. But we have seen homeowner insurance rates and property taxes rise over the last few years. And it's important costs to take into consideration in addition to your mortgage payment.
And I will be honest, deciding to refinance my home during the depths of COVID might turn out to be the smartest financial decision I've ever made in my life, and I am insanely thankful for that. I'm also painfully aware of how many other people living in our city did not have that same opportunity. So if you are a homeowner and you're making it work, be grateful. One more dose of good news from our man Donald Morrison, and by good news, I actually mean bad news. The American Lung Association ranks LA as the country's smoggiest city for the 25th time in 26 years. We got the hazy figures from Will Barrett.
88% of people in the state live in a community that received at least one failing grade for ozone and or particle pollution. And that half of the top 10 list in the whole United States is made up by cities here in California.
And which are those cities?
Sure. Well, you've got Los Angeles ranks number one in the country for unhealthy ozone pollution days. Los Angeles also ranks number 7 in the country for the number of unhealthy particle pollution days and number 5 in the country for annual particle pollution. So we know that there's a lot of progress that has been made in Los Angeles and throughout the state, but there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, I think this was the, 25th time in 26 years LA was number one. Is that right?
That's right. There was one year back in 2006 that Bakersfield was number one, but every other year has been Los Angeles ranked as the smoggiest city in America.
I guess the good news is that the pollution has dramatically decreased since the year 2000, right?
That's right. We've seen major reductions in ozone pollution and particle pollution over the course of our report. In fact, in this year's report, the year-round particle pollution levels hit their best ever in the history of the report. So there's good news to share, even if the rankings show us as number one in the country.
Why is that? What has LA done right here?
Well, there's a long history under the Clean Air Act of local, state, and federal policy actions moving us in the right direction under the Clean Air Act. 5 decades of progress. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now is the federal government kind of abandoning that partnership and leaving California and the South Coast Air Quality Management District without that strong federal partner. In fact, the federal agency is looking at revoking California programs and rolling back life-saving clean air standards.
We're number one. We're number one. Oof. The LA Tourism Board is going to kill me for this particular podcast. All right, I leave you with this story about our clearly troubled friend Kanye West. And honestly, I'm not sure whether to laugh at this story, be mad about it, sad about it, confused about it, or just strongly suggest that Kanye get some help. He recently posted flyers around the Larchmont neighborhood looking for African-American men to join what he's calling a hooligan choir. The rehearsals are happening in a warehouse right next to an elementary school. All right, so like semi-normal so far? Right, all right. It's Kanye's list of requirements where the idea goes right off the rails. TMZ reports that the ad says applicants can't be overweight, must wear all black, and should have a skin tone like, quote, Sean Diddy Combs. It also says participants must be, quote, comfortable wearing swastikas, close quote. Neighbors say Kanye's music is blasting nonstop in the Larchmont area, shaking the walls of nearby homes. The LAPD has received nearly a dozen complaints about the noise and other issues in the last 2 months. There are simply no jokes or comments to tell at this point that won't get me in some kind of serious trouble. So you know what? I'm going to call it a podcast. This has been the LA Local for April 23rd. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. After a show filled with a lot of bad news, I'll leave you with this. Only 2 more days left in the week. Take it easy out there.